Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. And we live in tumultuous times, that's for sure. And we appreciate you coming here to try to make sense out of a nonsense world and nonsense government. And we've got a lot of work to do. We have a big task ahead of us, but the cost of not doing what we need to do is overwhelming. We have with us today Robert Kudla of Trade Genius, and Bob comes on about once a month to give us updates on the business world, international finance, the economy, and geopolitical events. And we're going to talk today about some economic trends that are expected in 2023. Bob, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dave.
Well, Bob, as we talk about where we're going to make money in 2023 and what are the economic trends, which of those two would you like to begin with?
Well, I think they're tied to each other. So the economic trend will drive where you'll make money in 2023. And so as we look at the trends, there is growing belief that the Fed is at the end of its rate raising cycle. Doesn't mean they're going to necessarily cut rates, and that will provide a backdrop for commodities to move higher, because the dollar will probably relent its rise that it's been going through in 2022. And what's tied to that is also China's coming out of lockdown, and that's going to provide a tailwind for what we would call the industrial commodities, and we're already starting to see it. So we went into this year long uranium, long iron ore, long copper, long gold, long silver. And if I said uranium, we're long uranium. And all those exploded here in the last, 10 to 12 trading days. And primarily because of both things. And I don't think that trend's going to change because money supply and economic activity around the world will exceed the tightening that the Federal Reserve is trying to impose on the U.S. population. And so commodities are going to take center stage. And the flip side to that is that you have the tech sector is in a lot of trouble. And so they're definitely overvalued. Their growth is slowing. The political winds have changed, which will take away actually revenue opportunity for them. And then also there is the way in which the geopolitical winds are blowing too, is that they're just potential that they're going to lose some markets in Europe and Asia. Sentence, it's really commodities, short tech. And we're going to be in pretty good shape going through the year.
Okay. So what should the average person be specifically focusing on? Let's say people of middle income, if there's anybody left out there that's middle income, but what should they be focusing on? What would you tell them?
Well, the middle income used to be the upper middle income. So those folks, I would say that, you want to buy things that are going to be recession resistant anyway. So uranium is in a really good place right now. The Chinese are building new plants like they're going out of style, and they need to be loaded with uranium ore. So that trade is I think a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. And then you have copper, which is going to be part of the Chinese reopening, and that's already moving too. And then look, good old energy is going to be fine too, Dave. So people that think oil's going to going to fall lower. It might short term, but going into spring and into summer, you'll see probably energy oil be up over $100 a barrel again.
Oh.
Coal is still stronger because of what's happening in Russia. But I would say that if you really had to focus on two or three things, it would be, buy the large cap oil companies, buy the large miners in copper, and buy the large miners in uranium. So CCJ, FCX, Wheaton Precious Metals, in that ilk, Occidental, Petroleum, for Schlumberger for oil, and I think those are really good companies to own. And then you want to stay away from the auto industry. So Tesla is a dog. You want to stay away from Tesla. The chip manufacturers have too many chips, so stay away from any of the chip guys. And I think you'll be and then the FANG stocks are going to get all blown up. They're just obnoxiously overvalued.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. Now, I know you have an investment business where you train people how to invest at Trade Genius. Is this advice that we just heard, does this go out to your group? Are they following this too?
Yeah, ad nauseum. So this has been our theme throughout 2022, and it's been paying us regularly. So what we do with our service, Dave, if you don't mind me doing a quick marketing pitch here, is that we've created a couple of really effective algorithms for trading, primarily looking at levels and momentum. And when those line up, they provide us with trade signals. And so we teach our subscribers how to use and interpret those signals, and they're pretty straightforward, literally buy and sell and color code it and things like that. So we keep it pretty straightforward. We also have chat rooms where they can communicate with each other and with us. And then we provide trades every day, and we also give you access to those algorithms. And so you have a full package in which to trade for. And then what we do is we apply that to the stock market and the cryptocurrency market, and we even have rooms that we trade options and futures in. Our success rate, just the things that we push out trades for people every day so they can see whether or not the system works or not, and plus take the trade, right? Learn while you earn, is that we've been averaging 65% for a long time, but in this past month, we've already pushed our winning record now back up to 66%, and our annualized gains to 114.7. And we were in the low 100s, throughout 2022, and about 64.5%. So we really started to lift off here into December, and so. The things that we've been focusing on, the market's finally catching up to some of these names and giving us some really big gains. And so that's our what we've been doing. And if you want to trade with us, you can. So you can go out to trade like a genius.com, and you can we have seven bundles running right now, 65%
What do you
off.
mean by bundles?
Yeah, so we bundle services together, in terms of, get the signals, get the chat room, get the algorithms, and then we bundle that into one price, and then we pre-discount those 65% off retail, or if you bought them separately,
Wow.
and then you can get and I don't have the promo code. Maybe we can put it in the room below. It's 40% off anything that's bundled.
Can you say that again? You briefly cut out.
Yeah, 40% off anything that's not bundled.
Okay, so the
So you
non-bundled is
can,
40%. Okay, all right.
yeah. So if you can just check us out, look, we're going to teach you how to make money. So the last 10 trades we did, actually the last 15 trades we did, were 14 out of 15
Wow,
winners.
this is incredible. You're winning 2 out of 3 trades. Your rate of return is almost 115%. That's my phrase. That's absolutely incredible here. Okay, I just looked up on your site. And here's what I found. The promo code to get this deal is winner, 45% off the non-bundled items. And I think you have a sunshine clause on that, though, don't you? Doesn't that expire?
Yeah, they expire by Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. So
So that.
yeah, I just run the company. I don't run marketing.
Okay. It's kind of funny because I don't do like the technical stuff on podcasts and stuff, and people call me the problem. I go, no, you have to call the service. But yeah, that date is January 14th where this offer expires. These numbers are phenomenal. They really are here. And I'm looking at some of the things that people are saying here online that are actually, we actually have people here from our group that belong to Trade Genius from our audience. And I'm looking here. Here's one statement that's been made to me. I'm so glad you're having Bob back on. In the last 2 months, I went from 5,000 in my portfolio to 75,000. And then someone else here says, in less than 1 month after starting, I'm already in the money. And that's pretty good endorsements here. And these are people that often come from our audience. So let me just name this again, and we'll get back to our topics here. But I think this is, listen, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, if you can't outrun inflation, inflation's going to crush you. It's going nowhere. And this is an opportunity to outrun inflation. So the promo code is winner, 45% off the non-bundled items. And there's all kinds of support. I know this is what people tell me from my audience that are in Trade Genius, that they give great, great support once you're in. They train you how to do what they do, but the support doesn't end there. So I would highly recommend you do that. And we'll put a little niche on this at the end of the show about this. But anyway, Bob, back to these investment opportunities. Your system works through something called an algorithm. Can you talk a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, so we have one algorithm looks at what's called the range. So it tells you whether or not you're in a buy the dip mode or if you're in a, what's called the sell the rip mode. So it's really pointing out where support and resistances are. And that's very important because you don't want to trade, you don't want to beat into the wind for a sailing term, right? So you want to, you want the following, spinning. So when you trade, very first thing you need to know. Then the second thing to know when is the momentum rolling back in? Because trading is like a sine wave. So even if you have a stock that just keeps going up, it does pause and consolidate and dip because people are taking profits on the trade or people are getting nervous or whatever. And then you get basically a breath of fresh air again and you get another lift. So we combine those two and we look at opportunities around okay, is the range right? If the range is right, is the momentum right? And you take the trade. And then we apply a third factor to it, but that's more behind the scenes with our filters, is that we look at seasonality, Dave. So going into January, we know gold, silver, uranium, copper, steel, all those get a lift in January. And so why not be positioned in the best names on buy signals in December for those trades? And then you get this massive lift into the new year. And that's exactly what has happened here. And so that's all we do. It's very simple concept. It's taken years and years and years to develop, but we have them. But that's the concept behind it. I mean, trading is easy. It's simple, but it's hard because you fight your own emotions. So we basically take that out through math.
Okay. I think it's important that people hear stories like this because there are successful businesses out there that run against the trends that are doing really well. And I think it behooves us to really find that out. And I appreciate the explanation about the algorithm here. And I keep hearing too from people I know, the algorithm, the algorithm, the algorithm. It almost seems like if people can learn the system, which doesn't seem complicated, and they follow the algorithm, they're going to make money if they're disciplined.
Yeah, you can't help but make money. So, but you definitely have to follow the process. And but we know because we have thousands of trades that over 10 years that tell us that the signals work. So, You just have to size it right. You have to manage your position. You have to manage your trade. We give suggestions on stops and targets too. We just don't throw out signals. So we kind of help you kind of, frame your trade, if you will. You're ultimately responsible because, we're more of an education site. We're not a financial advisor. So that's why we give you access to the tools. You can create your own watch list. You can create your own filters. And then we just try to give you best, basically best practices, if you will, to manage the trade. And if, one thing else we've done is we've created a library to kind of talk through, how to do credit spreads that are same day, how to use the algorithm. Our algorithm, it literally sits there, and it we have a bot running in the room, Dave. So the bot will actually push out the trade automatically for people, and then we teach people how do you interpret that bot signal. That's in addition to my signals that come out. My bot's always watching, okay? And so kind of like a sentinel. And so we have that going. We have the library for how to do those type of trades. We have trades where, hey, if something gets overvalued and it's an ultra ETF, if you will, how you buy puts on that where you can make outsized returns. So we even have a library of training tips for people to read and to follow along on videos. And so,
Okay.
and then like you said, for support, we're in the chat rooms all day long, but we use Discord as our communication vehicle, but we also have what's called a tech support room, so that if you have a question, it's instead of like saying, oh, I called these guys six times, didn't get a hold of them, as soon as it gets in there, it records the request, like, hey, I had a billing issue with you guys, or hey, I want to renew, or hey, I renewed in my indicators. The little things that come up running a business, we record those all, and I have one person responsible for clearing those every day. So, kind of don't let the sun fall
Okay,
on
so there's a real
your
method
business.
to the
Yeah,
success.
everything we do is a
Yeah,
process.
let me tell you what I read and then contrast it with what you just told me. A lot of the gold people are saying, well, gold's going up and up and up, and it's a great place to be. And gold is good, but then they go out and they point out, well, the S&P, if you're a typical investor, you lost 10%. Why do people lose 10% yet in your numbers are 66% winning trades and 115% nearly 115% return. Why are your numbers so much better than the other S&P numbers?
Well, I mean, look, in fairness to those people is that they're passively investing, right? So they have they're stuck with what's called age formulas and risk formulas. And those financial advisors don't move those positions around a lot unless they're gaining assets or losing assets. So they're kind of stuck with whatever the engine is doing. And so they're stuck with what I would call average returns. But what we do, and just so people clear with the numbers that I put out there, that's assuming you're 100% equal weight invested, okay? So if you're nobody's ever fully invested, and you may have bought more things, and so it does range much lower than 114%, but we're much higher than the S&P 500. It all depends on your mix. Does that make
Yeah, it
sense?
makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Yeah, an idealized portfolio of 100% investment equal weighted, then that's what those numbers you get, but that's never the case. So I just want to be clear with expectations here that you're going to do much better in the S&P 500, trust me. And
Yeah.
but that's the perfect scenario. That's there just to show you that the system works and works well. And some people do much better than that, Dave. You heard that one guy because he's trading options, right? So it really depends on how you trade. You can leverage our system for better gains than that. Your percentage returns are going to be less.
Yeah, exactly. I hear what you're saying, but I see this in other areas too, that you can take two identical areas. Like here, for example, we have two stock market investors. One loses 10%, one's returning 115%. But also, I'm seeing it in other areas of the economy too. Retail outlets are failing left and right. Yet I talked to a guy yesterday. His wife started a cheesecake business, and it's absolutely going insane. So there are opportunities even in a failing paradigm. And I guess my question is, why don't more people do what you do or the cheesecake lady? Why don't they follow what's successful and then just repeat it?
Yeah, well, obviously, people are fearful. People don't have time. People don't trust themselves. My service is designed for people who want to make more informed trading decisions. And you don't, I would say 80% of my customers work, okay? So this is not a day trading service per se. So you can take advantage of these trades while you work, because we send notifications out, and it's for the person that wants to be a little bit more actively involved in their future. Some people are like, I don't even want to, Bob, don't even talk to me. I just have a financial advisor, and that's fine, but that's not my niche. My niche is for people who want to be more actively engaged and have superior returns than what you can get with an active. The passively managed account. And so, but it's the same with, look, Dave, it's the same with, being an entrepreneur is hard, as you know. And so, and being a niche helps too. Look, I could beat the bigger players because I don't have to be a bigger player. So I can get in a trade and get out of a trade, and where they leave footprints behind, I don't leave footprints behind. So in
Interesting.
fact, I take advantage of their footprints to ride along with them. And it's the same with the lady with the cheesecake. She found a niche, and my wife has a niche. Does really well with her business, extremely well with her business. Could she grow it? Probably not. But does she have to? No. And so it's really, you got to find something that it can be big enough for you to feed your family, if you will, and something you have passion for, but you can always beat the big guys out, okay? Unless you can't go toe to toe with somebody being a generalist and they're a generalist. You got to be specialized. We're specialized.
Let me ask the
And
disaster question, Bob. How bad would things have to get for Trade Genius not to be successful like it is?
oh, see, we're economic direction. Agnostic. So
Put that
we're
into
already,
English, please.
yeah, we don't care if the market goes up or down. So you can make money in either market. In fact, last week we had a huge trade trading Tesla short when it dumped $12 in one day, and we're positioning now for bonds. So we go into recession. In 2008, the TLT ETF went up 100%. Market was down 50%. So my personal portfolio, I've already amassed over $100,000 of TLT, waiting for that recession to hit, and that keeps me from having to sell some stocks longer term
Sure.
that I know are good longer term. Otherwise, I would have to sell them to make sure I don't lose money in my portfolio. So we really don't care, and I'm already positioning our clients for getting positioned for the bond. Right now for a trade, it's not quite ready because waiting for the Fed to pause. But I personally could do different things with it because I could sell covered calls against my position and stuff like that. But for our subscribers, if the market goes to hell in the handbasket, you're gonna see the bond fund skyrocket. So you can make money no matter what the market does. It doesn't even really matter. If we have a high inflation environment, you buy commodities, gold, silver. If you're in the environment we had in 2022, you go long energy, short everything else. That's what we did. And this year, it's likely to be, long commodities, short tech. And then recession at some point in 2023, it's going to be short everything, going long bonds. So we just watch our range indicator and our momentum indicator, and it tells us how to shift.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. You just have to know when the yin is going up, when the yang's going down, and vice versa, and then you just ride that crest. But that's what your algorithm tells you, isn't it? Does your algorithm give you like time ranges, like for the next 48 hours, this is a good deal?
Well, the each range is established by time frame. So, if I'm looking at a 5 minute chart, it's going to tell me probably, what I should be thinking about doing over the next hour. 15 minute chart, what should I do over the day? Hourly chart, what should I do for the week? Four-hour daily chart, what I should be looking at over the next couple weeks. Weekly chart, what I should be looking at over a month. And those change. The momentum indicators and the range indicators change depending on your time frame. So it depends on how you like to personally trade. Because you can be trading on the 5 minute chart and be buying today and making a bunch of money. But if you're trading on an hourly chart, you've been making money going short the market. You see what I'm saying?
The technical terms might lose a few people, but we get what you're saying. You have to follow the trend and then stay within the algorithm. And if you do that, you're okay. I can't believe more people aren't doing this. It's kind of like I told
I
the.
think well, I think if people get frustrated with the if you notice one thing too is that I think these things are happening because like a lot of family offices, families with a lot of money that kind of managed, their family's wealth, they used to go to hedge funds and institutions to invest directly into businesses, but they're not using them anymore. They're going directly to the businesses. You see what I'm saying? I think you're going to see that more and more. And I think that's a general trend in life now too, Dave, is that I think people are seeing that the intermediaries don't have your best interest at heart. And centralization don't have your best interest at heart. So, you're better off being decentralized than direct.
Like factory direct buying,
So
I
services
hear
like
you,
mine are going to have more and more impact going forward because we empower people with the tools and the education and the track record to be successful.
You're cutting out the middleman. I totally agree with that. The broker almost disappears from the process, and you're not restrained by all these restrictions from the SEC. I've heard that, like age considerations, income considerations, and so forth. I
Yeah,
get
and I
what you're
think
saying.
clear too, I want to be clear too, is that the broker is always going to be there because the broker keeps the trades. It's really people instead of using a financial advisor, an investment advisor, decide to do this stuff on their own. So it's almost like using the Khan Academy, to teach your kids math versus going to take your kid to math class at school. Okay, does that make sense? That's the better analogy, And so I don't have SEC restrictions because I'm not a financial advisor. All I'm doing is providing information.
That makes perfect sense.
And it's very legalese because I don't and I can't do those things.
Let me ask
So,
you this. When you take your model, do you see other areas in the economy where people are having similar success by doing something similar to you outside the market?
it's called basically mass customization. So, if you have a niche, we're seeing it in the fashion industry. So, in the past, you would put an order in to China, and 4 months later, your clothing shows up. Well, obviously the pandemic kind of blew that whole supply chain up, but now there's technology out there where machines do most of the fabrication of the clothes. Okay, it's less labor intensive. So now you can have a designer design clothing in LA, and they have a manufacturing plant right there in East LA, right, that can produce the clothes, and you can do what's called smaller runs, and so you get a scarcity factor of something somebody wants, and then you can charge more for it, and you're left with less inventory. So you're seeing those kind of things play out, and I think that's the wave of the future. This next thing that's coming up, I mean, is going to probably blow Google out of business, is that you have this AI CH with a C CHT PPT, basically the rise of the search engine machine learning AIs, it's starting to freak Google out because people now can get different search results that aren't being blocked by the the internal algorithms of Pinterest and Google and Meta and all that good stuff. People can just go directly out. So people are all of a sudden, people who had no access to customers now are getting hit by these AIs. And people, so these secondary websites now are starting to find clients. People are getting more relevant search results versus the narrative search results, right? And now that it's going to be proliferation of decentralization, you know, the alphabet soup agencies, they're going to be chasing 100 of these things around versus going for the top three, right? So I think decentralization is going to be huge. And decentralization in AI is going to be huge. And it's going to even affect my business because the systems are just getting better and better and better and more intuitive. And we can just keep applying this logic. We can just keep fine-tuning our engine till we think we have it optimized at even a higher level.
How interesting. So your approach here with the algorithm is taking on an AI quality, isn't it?
Well, not yet. We're still very algebraic. But yes, it will, because we started adopting probabilities. Our latest indicator that have come out is called the Fed Liquidity Indicator. So we apply basically, data inputs into the charting system that in the past wasn't available to us. So, yeah, that's what we're bridging to now. So right now we're pretty much algebraic approach, right? But now we can start doing what's called probability and algebraic approach, like saying, we've seen this movie before, okay? And in the past, when this movie came out, something good happened 75% of the time. So therefore, that's good enough for us to share with our subscribers. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
So and we do it now manually through seasonalities and stuff like that, but the ability now with these like we've created a third party tool right inside of our own ecosystem, so we can draw data into these things now and apply it, and that's where our bot comes from. Our bot looks at two different pieces of data from different sources, and when those things align, our bot puts out a signal. So it's just going to get better and better. It's so cool. I mean, Dave, 10 years ago, I would need a staff of 10 people to run this company, okay? I'm doing it with three. And so, it just allows us to become increasingly efficient. And that's why I say countries like China are totally forked, okay? Because they relied on labor arbitrage. Now they don't have the labor arbitrage anymore. They don't have they have long lead times. Okay, they proved to be an unreliable supplier because of geopolitics and because of medical issues. Right, so companies, and look what's happening right now with eggs. Right, there's no eggs. Why? Because we relied on mass centralization of these egg ranches. All these things, you're going to get your food closer to you. You're going to get your manufacturers closer to you. The white collar person screwed because I could be talking to you from Mars, right? And you wouldn't know it, in terms of, I don't have to be right next to you, with Zoom and with all these tools now. You don't have to be together. None of my employees are contractors. Nobody's near me. The closest person's 100 miles away from me, Dave. And we're intimately with each other because of technology. So, that's where it's going. I am so stoked. I mean, if we get the politicians out of the way, the technology to free people and to really allow people to be the best thing they can be is definitely available. You have to want to be successful to not be successful. Now, I understand fear. But I'm just saying, if you step out, you have a passion, you have aptitude, and you're willing to work, you're gonna be fine. You could be an entrepreneur, and you don't need a lot of money. That's bogus. Of all the companies I started in my career, I hardly spent any upfront money at all. It's all shoe leather work to, get the business going. And with the tools now, you can rent everything, Dave, okay, until you make enough money to bring some of that infrastructure in for yourself.
Wow, this is quite the revolution. It's kind of analogous. I don't think it's a perfect analogy, but it reminds me of how Amazon has bypassed retail because it's more efficient and more direct.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, this is my first Christmas where I pretty much bought everything on Amazon. I went to the mall for a couple of things. I had very specific things I wanted, but Amazon is extremely convenient for me. Okay, and that's my point. They pushed all that stuff close to the customer. I mean, some stuff I got 4 hours after I ordered it. So Amazon, look, Amazon's overvalued from a stock standpoint. But what they've created is pretty dope, in terms of convenience to the client. And they're gonna be very difficult to dislodge Amazon, okay? Where Google is at very big risk of being dislodged, and companies like Netflix don't have a moat because they're just creating content that other people can create. So when you look at moats, when Amazon gets undervalued, they're a good one to own. They're just in a business. They're just in a whole lot of low margin businesses other than their data storage, basically cloud business. And then if you look at what Elon Musk is doing, he's a guy to watch for zeitgeist, right? Tesla's overvalued. Car business. Nobody can afford cars. But look what he's doing. I mean, he understands the future, right? So it's all about communication, and ease of payment, and basically sociability. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Starlink, and a payment service, and Twitter to be a combo package, okay?
Really?
Yeah, so it's incredible, and so that's not really tradable. Starlink may go public, sometime this year, but you never buy an IPO because you'll immediately overpay. But you look at a company like Apple's commoditizing, right? And that's why tech's having a problem. There's no innovation there with people with moats right now, and I think. With the geopolitical environment that's changing here, is that it's going to be slightly inflationary, and tech enjoyed some pretty good levels of access with the current administration that they'll probably distance themselves now with the Republican House. So, not getting into anything that can get us in trouble on this podcast is that. That the Republican House is going to be more transparent in terms of information that people were not aware of. Like, i.e., they find, all of a sudden they're finding confidential data, information on Biden, right? It would never hurt that. People are getting scared, number one. Number two, Musk is now opening the books up on everything he's seen, right? So you're going to see that with investigations, but they're also going to lock down spending. And so that's going to be deflationary. So, and that's all going to affect tech.
Well, and tech's overvalued, so is tech going to crash? Are we going to see the crash of major tech firms?
I think it's going to look, excuse me, it's going to look a lot like 2001, 2002. I call it the Alzheimer's market. It's just going to be a slow goodbye. They're just going to keep grinding down. Look, you're going to see Tesla down between $25 and $50, right? Facebook's going to be half to a quarter where it is right now. Same with Google. Microsoft's going to hold up fairly well, even though it's going to go down. And Amazon's going to hold up fairly well, even though it's going to go down. But the rest of the FANG are in big trouble.
Boy, I tell you, we're headed for a revolution. But one thing about a Tesla, I would say, one, the electric car revolution is not going to happen for a long, long time. The cars are overpriced. They don't have the docking station, so the infrastructure is not there to support it. And then people are hurting and they can't financially afford to even buy a regular car. So I see Tesla suffering with regard to his car industry. Do you too?
Yeah, in fact, I think every public EV manufacturer will go out of business in the next 18 months. They'll file for bankruptcy. I think Tesla's going to be $25 to $50. No, you haven't nailed 100%. So I think everybody that can afford an EV has one right now that wants one. And people that want one can't afford one.
Yeah.
And I mean, I look at myself, you know, Dave, I make very good money. My family is, we are well off. And I can't bring myself to spend $80,000 on a car. I just can't do it. $80,000 for a car.
Even if I was so dumb to do that, my wife would hit me over the head and beat some sense into me, because I totally agree with you. It is a fool's errand. You know, it just shows you the ineptness of the ruling party. They think that because they wish it into existence that it's going to happen. That, oh, we're just going to magically transform from gasoline to electric, and you didn't have the infrastructure. You don't have competitive pricing. You don't have battery systems that work properly. And honestly, you know, from my perspective, I'm not loyal to the oil companies at all. I can't stand the oil companies and their history. But I'm going to go with what works. And the consumer is saying what works right now is your car, even though they're trying to price us out gasoline-wise. So let me ask you this. Since electric cars are going south with regard to marketability, will this administration continue to sabotage gasoline-powered cars with manipulating price structures and so forth?
Yeah, of course. They don't care about you.
You're quoting Dave Hodges. I'm sorry, Bob. You're quoting me.
Yeah. Well, their view is that, well, I'm sorry, if you live in a suburb, you can't afford a car, then move to the city. You know what I mean? So they're trying to affect social change, and they don't care how painful it is for you. You know, their supporters on the West and East Coast all have EVs, right? I mean, in my neighborhood here, you know, I would say 3/4 of my neighbors have either a Prius, a Bolt, you know, Volt, and a Tesla, and I think I even saw an EV of your Mercedes. I can be wrong on that, but yeah, you know, I only held off because my car, I got Toyotas, and they run. I'm going to put them into the ground, right? So. You know, and I don't drive anywhere. So, you know, I fill up my tank once a month. So I can't get the ROI out of an EV. You know, and just so people know who are listening, I owned a solar energy company for 14 years. So I am pro-renewable if it makes financial sense and it's not a mandate by the government. You know, I still love solar because solar, you can decentralize. But they're screwing that up too, Dave. You know, the new net metering laws, they're leaning towards utilities, and they're trying to cut out the homeowner again. So, you know, and this is supposed to be, so you know, the socialist center of California, all for the people, all for EV. They don't care. They're going to give it all the EV to the utilities, and they'll just jam you with higher rates and make higher profits.
Yeah, absolutely incredible what we're looking at here with the stupidity of how this economy is being managed. You know, and this is where the Jeffersonian approach would really help right now. That's what's going to take to correct this. And I'm with you. If you could give me an electric vehicle that worked as efficiently and was priced the same as a gasoline vehicle, I would choose the electric if it was equally convenient. But unfortunately, it's not. And they're ramming us down our throat without doing what needs to be done. And they're causing, just put it this way, they're causing their own failure. That's how I see it.
Yeah, my hope is that they run out of runway before they try to achieve their social engineering. So, and I think they will. I mean, you know, every time you turn around, there's a shortage of something. I went to Costco, no eggs, no Kleenex, no garbage bags.
Yeah.
Costco.
You know, back to the Amazon or the elimination of the middleman concept and AI taking over, which is kind of the direction your company is going. Here's what scares me with Chinese inefficiency: amoxicillin and insulin. and others.
Yeah, there's actually one of the newly elected Republican congressmen said my daughter had an ear infection and I couldn't get the ear drops. He goes, guess what my first hearing is going to be on?
Yeah.
Because this, in China, that blows me away more than anything else. It's antibiotics and and insulin. Look, you could store antibiotics for longer shelf life. You could store pills for a longer shelf life. Insulin, you cannot. I don't. You can't freeze it. I'm very interested because my wife is type 1 diabetic her whole life, and she can't live a week, without insulin. And if she did, it would be the most horrific week of her life. So it's amazing to me that they don't mandate local production of insulin. Now, I will say, in California, the state of California is funding a manufacturing plant for manufacturing insulin for California citizens. So I think absent of people a mandate that stuff needs to be produced in the U.S., then you need to do those kind of things. That is the role of government, to keep people safe and alive.
Not this government.
Don't know, but that is the
Oh,
role,
no.
and so.
Ideologically, I'm in complete alignment with what you said. But you said it earlier, and it's something I say every day, Bob. I swear to you, I say this every day. They don't care about you. You are in line. I'll give you an example. Illegal aliens. We spend $4,000 as an average payment on them, and yet we have people getting $1,200 Social Security that are American citizens. That I don't have to go any further than that example to validate what you just said, that they don't care about you. And that's what concerns me here. The House only has so much ability to negate what the damage that Biden's doing. And my fear is that supply chain issues are going to become extremely critical. Do you see that too for this year in 2023?
Yeah, and I think is we just don't know where they're going to pop up at, and but I think that stuff works against the elites because you don't want the American people to be paying attention. You want them distracted with other things, and when people can't get eggs, eggs isn't just have eggs. I mean, you know how many food products go into eggs, eggs go into, and so. It's one of those things where you better fix the egg problem. That kind of, that's a big issue. And yeah, look, they create these artificial bottlenecks that I don't think at some point one of them is going to spin out of control on them, and it's not going to be an easy fix.
I would have thought it would have been the baby formula. I mean, I was shocked that that didn't go further. But you know what's interesting? I was out of town on business, and this might have been, I don't know, 8, 10 days ago. My wife sends me a text and says, "Phoenix out of eggs and milk, nowhere to be had." True story. Lasted.
Yeah, and I went to Costco yesterday. No eggs, Kleenex, garbage bags. Trader Joe's, no eggs. But ironically, I went to Whole Foods, had eggs at a decent price, and I
Wow.
got them.
Well, I'm actually going shopping this morning. We'll see if there's eggs and milk and so forth, because it's absolutely insane that we're living like this. And here's the thing too, and I'll just say this generally. The government always says conspiracy theory, conspiracy theory. Well, you know what? They start the conspiracy theories. When their dumbass policies leave us where we're at, people are going to look for reasons behind what they're doing to us. And it's
For
really
sure.
clear that we're in last place. And that's why I like what you do at Trade Genius, because you're teaching people to take control of their own destiny and not rely on economic trends as sponsored by the Uniparty.
Yeah, look, I mean, you control where you can. And so, and look, it doesn't take a lot of money to make enough money. So, an example. If you could focus on making $100 a day in the stock market, you're making $25,000 a year. Okay. And let's say you invest, an hour of your day into that endeavor, right? That's a pretty good hourly wage, number one. And number two is $25,000can mean the difference between discomfort and comfort, right? And that's just $100 a day. There are a lot of ways in which we could show you how to make $100 a day in the market without having a big account.
Yeah, I say this, it's outrunning inflation. That's the key right now. You're not going to stop inflation. And listen, and I buy gold. First admit, I buy gold, I buy silver. But the reality is the transferability of that into everyday economics is much more challenging. Gold is just preservation of wealth. It's not a means of making money on a daily basis. And I
Yeah.
think that what you're doing is a means of making money on a daily basis, and this is what people need to look for. They need to pursue their passion, like the lady with the cheesecake, or what people say, okay, here's Trade Genius. This sounds pretty good. I'm going to give this a try because it's outside the system. And people don't realize that, Bob. We're not going to succeed following their rules.
No, and you never do. And so, and this is perfectly legal, moral
Yeah,
business. So
absolutely. Yeah.
it's not like you're having a speakeasy in your basement, So this is one of the few things that you can do to actually leverage your wealth.
Yeah, I think that's a really good comment. Let's go, because people are saying, okay, well, I'm going to take a look at Trade Genius, and they're going to take a look at cheesecakes and all the other options. Let's focus on Trade Genius for a second. Let's go back over those numbers. What you've got, I believe, here, let me pull up the numbers here, because I didn't have it committed to memory, but I think what we have here is, here it is. Right now, it's coupon code winner to get the 45% off the non-bundled items, and that's good until Saturday. Excuse me, and I want to make sure that people know the coupon code will get you the discount. This is really a good time to get in. Let me ask you, what's happened to your aggregate membership? People that join Trade Genius, what are you seeing in terms of numbers? Is it growing?
Yeah, we've been growing every year since we started.
Yeah, it's a well-kept secret. I just can't believe more people aren't imitating you. How long have you had this success rate, like winning 2 out of 3 trades and so forth? How long has that been going on?
Ironically, we've been pretty much in that range, from the beginning, because we started with a derivation of these algorithms. So we just fine-tuned them, but we've always between 60, 65%, win rates. And what's more important than the win rate, though, Dave, is what's called the profit factor. So, you can win 30% of your time, but if your winners far outweigh your losers, it's really a combination of, are you winning enough? And when you're winning enough, are you winning enough money more than you lose when you lose? So it's really both those factors that we've come into play. And we've just made the profit factor go up every year. So even our win rate stays the same, we're managing the trades better through the algorithms in terms of making more money on
Yeah,
each
I
trade.
yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It really does. But I just my, now, by the way, I was looking for a number of years. How many years have you been in that range of winning 2 out of 3 trades on average?
Well, you have to remember, we started Trade Genius in 2015.
Okay, so 8 years.
But I've had a trading service since 2006.
Okay, that's a hell of a history. And what I can't believe is you're not getting imitation. I really can't believe that. That it's just amazing you're kind of
Oh,
standalone, because I don't hear anybody else doing what you're doing.
there's a lot of people that are out there doing some parts of it. They just come and go.
Okay, well, yeah, easy to say we could imitate this, but anyway, again, folks, take advantage of this opportunity. Check it out. We here at the Common Sense Show try to do bring you opportunities from time to time, because in the foreseeable future, and I'm telling you, at least the next 2 years, we are stuck where we are at economically. And you're not going to see any kind of turnaround. So you've got to learn to survive within the system. And I think this is a pretty good way to do it. Again, right now, TradeGeniusAcademy.com, 45% off the non-bundled items, coupon code winner. And it's good till this Saturday, the 14th. Bob, congratulations on what you're doing. I think it's absolutely fantastic. And I really appreciate you coming on to help me dissect these economic trends as well. And we look forward to having you back.
Yeah, Dave, thanks for having me. I'll talk to you
Our
soon.
pleasure.